May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I find that most of the time, Christians make Christianity much more complicated than God does. And seems like every place you go has their own different set of rules about what's right and what's wrong. Isn't it interesting that in the Garden of Eden, the Lord put two trees in the garden. One of them was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where the Lord said, don't eat that tree. Because he said, if you do, the day you eat from it, you'll die. And they didn't die physically. They began to die physically, but they did die spiritually that moment. Because the other tree in the garden was the tree of life, and God intended for them to live from their union with their Creator. But you would think that God would want them to know the difference between right and wrong, wouldn't you? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil? I mean, you would think that if I were God, thank God I'm not God, but if I were God, I would like to create a tree of the knowledge of good and evil and have one branch be right and one branch be about wrong. And that I would tell them, you keep eating from the tree of right, of good, but don't eat from the tree of wrong, of evil. Never do that. Because I would want them to know the difference between right and wrong. But, see, we think God's obsessed with right and wrong. What God's obsessed with is righteousness. And righteousness is much different. Righteousness is life. Righteousness is the life of God Himself being released and manifested through us by our union with Christ. There's a difference between life and life more abundant. Jesus said, we looked at this last night in our Bible study, for by the transgressions of the one, Adam, death reigned to the one, much more. Those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. The word life there is the word zoe, which is the biblical, there are three different words for life in the Greek language, New Testament language. The word zoe is God's life. You reign because of your union with His life. But it seems like everywhere we go, everybody has their own set of rules. Like if you're a Pentecostal Church of God, you have one set of rules. If you're a Baptist, you have another set of rules. If you're Episcopalian, you don't have any rules at all. No, I'm just kidding. we're not those Episcopalians. And or if you're this, if you're Roman Catholic, you have a set of rules. Presbyterian, have a set of rules. And so the question comes up a lot is, how do you know the will of God? How can you ever know the will of God? One of the things I can say is this. This is one for everybody. This is simple. Then I'll show something else. This is 5:24. In verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's pretty simple. If that's your disposition, if you're always rejoicing, boy, that cuts out a lot of attitudes, doesn't it? It destroys a lot of options. And you can't use your personality type as an excuse. Jesus lives in each of us, and so He can control the emotions of every personality type. That's what it means to abide in Christ, to have Him teach our minds, direct our wills, control our emotions, and it doesn't matter who you are. And I've said this recently, and Lord, show me. It's amazing the price that Christians are willing to pay to hang on to the nonsense they hang on to and excuse and defend. See, Jesus said that we might have life and life more abundantly. That's His life. But we hang on to stuff that rob us from experiencing that fully. Because He doesn't do some of the things that we think it's okay to do or say some of the things we think it's okay to say or have the attitude that we think it's okay to have. And so we pay a huge price to hang on to stuff. I'm sad to me. That's why God hates sin. Not because He hates you. He just hates what sin does to us. It robs us from the dream. It robs us from the life. It robs us from reigning in His life through Christ. And so I love this description of what a life in Christ looks like. Rejoicing always, even in the hardest places, praying without ceasing. That's like having the phone off the hook so that you're talking all the time. I don't think people do phones anymore that are off the hook, are they? Do they? There's some people who wouldn't even know what that means anymore. This is a fun story. Craig Bates said one time, his daughter, because she kept losing her cell phone. She said, Dad, you know what we need to invent? I think we'd make a lot of money. He says, what's that? He said, we could put a phone and you could attach it to a wall and then have a receiver and you put a cord to it that would kind of go out a long way. Then you'd never lose your phone. She had never seen one before. She said, oh, we could put it in the kitchen. But the other thing, the scripture that Deacon Bracken read, John chapter 7, Listen to this, verse 17. How simple this is. If any person is willing to do God's will, he shall know the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak for myself. What did he say? He said, if you simply know, if you're willing to do God's will, then you'll know what he's saying to you. It's really not any harder than that. If I'm willing to do God's will. And that's why in this time that we're in, the Lord's been speaking to us so much about surrender. He's like been giving us this vision of who he is, what he's like, giving us this vision of what he's laid out there for us to walk in and experience, reigning in life through the one Christ Jesus, reigning in this life by his life through the one Christ Jesus. That's a remarkable offer. And it's that's God's desire for every one of us. Every one of us are positioned because you're in Christ to experience all of us in that large room. But isn't it sad that we're not willing to let certain things go? And we forfeit some of that? And then we get confused about what God's will is? It's not confusing. It's really simple. If you're willing to do God's will, then you'll know what God's will is. But God's not going to bother to reveal his will to those he's not sure are going to do his will, who are wrestling as to whether they want to do his will. It's amazing when you're surrendered as much as you know how, and don't make any more excuses, don't blame anybody else, how the flow just happens. It's effortless. It's his life. The burden's all on him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.